We're glad you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Wow. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. And Dee, you know, I was thinking after you prayed this morning, and it kind of fits with this verse and some of the things we're going to talk about, but I thought of that expression that's oftentimes said, may the hound dog of heaven be on you.
Yes.
Because you were praying for the listeners, those that know Jesus, that they would welcome this new year and walk according to his ways and his leading. But you also prayed for those that don't know the Lord, that maybe through our broadcast today or through something they hear, they'll be drawn to God. And I thought about that hound dog of heaven. Where did we come up with that? Because we were talking about dogs earlier today, but...
Well, I'm not sure because it's not always in the best context. Like Hounds of the Baskervilles, you know, Hounds of Heaven. I don't really know. Do you know, Dee?
I think it had something to do with the pursuit.
Yeah, that God's going to pursue after
you. A hound dog doesn't give up. Some other dogs might, but hound dogs don't quit.
Yeah. Well, that's what you kind of prayed, that God would touch everyone tuned in today. So you've been prayed up. I hope you appreciate the fact that this ministry is about prayer. In fact, on Monday, I did a number of readings about prayer and the importance of prayer, and that reminds me to include you tomorrow as we gather here at 7 p.m. where we have a time of worship and then prayer. Mm. About 35 different churches are represented by the people that come and pray, and it's a great time of fellowship. We're really building some good friendships, and we just love being together, and I think our pattern in this new year will be the first and third Thursdays, so everyone can just plan ahead. The first Thursday and third Thursday of every month, we'll have a corporate gathering of people from a variety of churches to meet and pray. So 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And then one other announcement, today at noon, if you want to be a guest for the Mark and Friends program, you can ask questions and be a part of the discussion. Pastor Jason Schiffel is going to facilitate the topic, Are You Heading Into 2023 With God in Mind? And so that'll be happening at noon today. So just come on and show up sometime before noon, 5 or 10 minutes, so you can get seated. I'll cover what goes on, and then we'll begin our discussion, and it'll be aired on Friday during the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Say that topic again.
So the topic is, are you heading into 2023 with God in mind?
Okay.
That's great.
Will
That's really
he
good.
Be helping to influence your decisions, your walk?
Yes.
Will you be that good ambassador, that representative for him? Are you
something
keeping him
you
in
said,
mind?
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Something you said earlier about being together.
Hmm.
These tiny little gatherings we have that are so precious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that being together thing is going to be a forever thing before long for all of us.
Well, that's well said, Dee.
Well, and what happens during this community-wide prayer gathering, it helps some people that maybe are in a country church and they don't have a lot of diversity, or their situation is they don't come in contact with many maybe internationals or so forth. They get to see this exhibited on our Thursday nights because we do represent a lot of different denominations, life experiences, and different people from different walks of life. So it's very exciting. And I know some have said they love getting to know people from other churches that otherwise they'd never meet or get to know.
Right.
So that's happening tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center. But I will say, if you come at 6:30, we usually have about a half hour of snack time. Sometimes Holly will make soup or there'll be something to eat, and we'll fellowship. And then right at 7, we are set to begin with some worship time and then right into prayer. So we'd love to have you join us. No need to RSVP, just show up tomorrow night. And then again, if you want to be a part of the taping of Friday's program with Pastor Jason Schiffo, yours truly, and other great friends, join us at noon today. Woohoo! Well, it's the Prime Life Times in Review. I said this on Monday's program. In fact, I think I talked for like 22 straight minutes. I kept thinking I should have had a song or something in there, but I had a lot to cover. And I did reading. I think I did 4 or 5 sections from our book.
Now the word is out. Yeah. You can talk for 22 minutes.
Oh, straight. I just get warmed up around 20 minutes.
I know
minutes,
that.
So.
But
I'll go for 23. Who'll go for 24?
That's right. So what were you going to say, Mark, before
I
interrupted you?
Well, there was so much to cover, including what we even talked about yesterday with the big God, bright future, blessed opportunities. But we just see this new year being a banner year for God to extend our influence, which is really hopefully his influence as he's moved forward to help us have 3 different power increases and some of the other things that we're considering and weighing. And so it's just exciting times, and we need our listeners to be involved, to be praying, to volunteer, to participate in our events, and certainly to support this endeavor. It all costs money, and I got to announce on Monday that we finished 2022 with our expenses all paid for without any debts. So,
we
appreciate all that give and support the work that we do, hopefully always lifting high the name of Jesus and extending God's influence, power, and authority in all that we do. So I'm excited to have some of these activities. But I think I was saying that we're returning back to the regular Mark and Friends format because for a couple weeks we had the Moody specials and other fill-ins, but now it's back to talking about prayer on Monday, testimony Tuesday. Yesterday, we actually didn't have a special guest, but we testified through the various listeners. Today, we'll continue with our Prime Life Times readings on Wednesday, along with some listener mail. Donna Leland, the beloved Donna Leland, will share some great thoughts and insights in music tomorrow. And then again, Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffo facilitates our discussion. So I share all that because there may be some new listeners tuning in, unfamiliar with our radio ministry, our 19 frequencies covering all of Central Illinois and West Central Indiana, and the various things that we do with our singing men and our theater troupe and conversational English classes and our children's choir that hopefully will be launched again, and just the many different things we're doing with the Ministry Leaders Network and our prayer gatherings. And we just feel like God's got even greater things in store for us in 2023. And that's why we'll be sending out this Big God, Bright Future, Blessed Opportunities, because it'll highlight some of the things that people might be unaware of, these power increases that we have. And we talked about that yesterday. But those of you that gave in 2022, expect this with your year-end giving summary. And those of you that are interested and want to know more about the radio ministry or to financially get involved, then just call in or write us, and we'll include you with this special mailing that'll go out probably in a week or two. Joyce and I have to sign those hundreds of thank you letters, and usually we put a little note on it. So it takes 3 or 4 days to sign all those things. Not all those things. They're great summaries.
I started to say, Joyce, put the coffee pot on and get ready, and then I remembered the sad fact. You don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
But I didn't know there was anyone like that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Can you imagine me on caffeine with more coffee?
No.
Spinning off into space.
Don't do that.
I just can't. It's just because it's too hot. It burns my mouth.
Oh, come on.
I have to. Like, I couldn't even. When I used to shovel, like, our neighbor's walkway or the
Was it too cold
there,
for you?
No. I would shovel. They'd invite me in to have a hot chocolate, and I'd sit there for, like, 10 straight minutes stirring it, and then I'd ask for an ice cube to put it in. So
you're saying all this on air on 19. Yeah, this is weird.
Yeah, that's just what. So I could never. I can
just
never
let
drink
it cool
anything
down.
Hot. Yeah.
Aww. Okay, I'm going to bring you in some cold
coffee.
So the
cold. Yeah. I love the smell of it, but I've never had coffee in my whole life. Yeah. Because it.
You drink coffee, don't you, Dee?
Yes, I do.
Jason doesn't think I'm saved because I don't drink coffee. So.
I didn't start drinking coffee until I was 47.
Oh,
when
okay.
I went back.
You were
a
late bloomer.
I went back to
college. So just a few years ago.
Yes, just a couple.
She said yes, just like that.
Yeah. I went back to college, and I needed to stay awake for these 6 o'clock classes.
I tell you.
But when you spoke of power, I was thinking, now, were you talking power for the station or your own personal power?
Power increase. So actually, we have 3, and they've already been approved by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. Oh. So we can get a great power increase for our 90.1 FM Carlinville frequency. So we're going to reach a lot more listeners there. In Macomb, it'll be the 89.7 FM frequency, and basically it's going from 400 watts to 4,000.
Wow.
And that format's going to change to the Great News Radio format, so our listeners in Macomb will have both options, the WLUJ format and the Great News Radio format. Mm. So we're excited for them to be
That's exciting.
Not only have both formats, but have a much greater reach with the 89.7.
I'd hate to see you go from 400 watts to 4,000 watts.
Right.
That would be...
Well, and the same with now Fisher, it's a little more complicated. The FCC has granted us to go to 25,000 watts. We're at 6,000 watts now, but there's a tower snafu situation we have to pray up. Either we need to build our own tower and locate it about 2 miles west and 5 miles north, you know, so we're looking at farmland there, or we can use the existing tower, but then we have to design a different kind of antenna. And so we're just weighing up different options because purchasing your own tower is very expensive and how that will all come together. But we have a big God, and
yes,
we trust that he can work it all out. But that'll get us from 6,000 to 25,000 watts.
Goodness.
And not to get too technical, because there's things like directional antennas and omnidirectional antennas, and it'll really improve the signal kind of north and northwest and northeast and south and southeast, but it's all dependent on the antenna. And anyways,
I think all the engineers and technical people out there are enjoying this conversation that you're having.
So the four of us are smiling. The rest are like, okay, I've already turned off the station. So please stay with us.
And we certainly don't want any more tower snafus.
There you go. Right. So Dee, it's 2023. Are we going to stay awake for it this year?
I don't know. I'm going to try, but you know, I'm so old.
Stop.
And so warm down here where I live
These old words you say, they never quite jive with anybody who knows you or is around you, but you just carry on.
Amen. Well, this is 2023. Stay awake for it. Sleepwalking is a little like putting your car on cruise control. If you put it on cruise, you are still aware of where you are going, but not in control of your own power. Unlike sleepwalking, where you are walking on your own power, but have no idea where you are or where you are going. Let's hope we don't sleepwalk through any part of the new year. Or even worse, perhaps, be half awake and only half aware of where we are going, yet seemingly doing so under our own power.
Ooh, there's that power.
Yes, there it is. I was thinking of you. Yeah. Have you ever watched any of your family members sleepwalk?
Not recently, no.
We don't often get that opportunity because while they are sleepwalking, we are usually sleeping. There have been a few such instances in my family when we have had the opportunity to observe, if not the actual walking part, at least the result of sleepwalking. When my husband was a youngster, he sometimes sleepwalked during the night. One time, with the potential for disaster, his mother awakened that particular winter night to the muted sound of someone calling, "Mom! Mom!" She recognized her son's voice, but she couldn't figure out where the muffled sounds were originating. Their master bedroom had a door.
I was thinking to myself, that was pre-COVID, so it wasn't because he had a mask on.
No.
Sorry, just had to throw that in.
Let's talk about COVID.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about that new variant, and I'm like, oh, gosh, please.
Let's not start the year out talking about COVID.
Sorry about that, everyone.
This was in the 50s.
That's true.
When you could still drink out of hoses and ride a bike without a helmet.
I did. Amen. Well, back to the story. Their master bedroom had a door that opened onto a very small balcony over the front entryway. She opened that door because the sound seemed to be coming from that direction. When she did, there was her boy on the lawn, standing barefoot in his pajamas, plaintively calling, "Mom, Mom."
I like that,
plaintively.
You did that real good.
Somehow, he had left the house while sleepwalking, and the cold, wet snow on his bare feet had been a rude awakening. Needless to say, his mother reacted immediately. She rushed him back indoors, and that week they installed a new system to secure the doors, which back in the 1950s was just a hook on the door that the kids couldn't reach.
A new system.
High tech.
New system, hook on the door.
Yeah, very high tech. When I was about 10 years old, one of my frequent episodes of sleepwalking.
Oh, my.
Yes, I did it a lot.
Okay.
I hope I'm not doing it anymore, but, you but are, I don't know.
D, wake up.
Yeah, no.
The dog doesn't say anything. So
what dog?
Well, at least you're not in your pajamas with us here. So.
Oh, don't let on. Mark. Yeah. Don't tell her.
Oh dear.
What is that? The king in the suit? What's that? That's
well, that's the emperor's no clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Right. Carry on. King was my maiden name, by the way. When I was 10 years old, one of my frequent episodes of sleepwalking brought me out to the living room one Christmas night where my parents were still up. Before they could react, I headed toward the love seat to sit down. They both gasped and reached for me before I tripped and fell on the big metal dump truck my brother had received that day, which was parked right where I was headed. At the last moment, I stepped over the truck and sat down with no tripping or falling. Needless to say, they responded, removing the truck and guiding me back to bed. Over 20 years later, I awoke in the night, not knowing why, but guessing I must have heard a sound in the house. Though it seemed absolutely quiet, my first thought was to check on the children. The closest bedroom was that of my daughter. When I entered, I was very surprised to find her bed empty. A search of the upstairs rooms did not yield the missing 4-year-old. So I headed downstairs. There she sat on the kitchen floor in front of the cupboard that contained all my pots and pans. I had a lot. However, there were no pots and pans in the cupboard. She was surrounded by all of them, every single pot and lid, which she had carefully and noiselessly placed on the floor around her, except for the last lid, which she was just taking out of the cupboard. Her eyes were open, but she was sound asleep.
How did she get them out without making any noise?
That's what I'd like to know.
Okay. Yeah.
I still don't know the answer to that.
I can't even do that awake.
I can't either. And it was amazing to see that, this little 4-year-old sitting in a circle of pots and pans.
So does sleepwalking run in the family? I mean,
apparently
is it like...
Apparently does, Mark. I'm getting that impression.
Evidently. You're getting that, huh? Yeah. Good for you. I stood her up, and she carefully stepped over the pot display and walked with me back to the bedroom, where she climbed back into bed. I was amazed that she had emptied the cupboard without banging or clinking any pans and lids together. I smile when I think of each of these episodes and also of another nighttime behavior I have exhibited. A prolific dreamer, I have half awakened and misperceived what was going on around me. In our home, I had the firmest mattress. When my mom couldn't sleep, experiencing a backache or some other ache, she would come into my bedroom and crawl in with me. I was usually unaware that she was beside me. But one night, I had been dreaming that I was being chased by a monster. Hearing a sound by my bed as mom came around the corner, I half awoke to see the monster right beside my bed.
Your poor mother.
I started spinning around and kicking and screaming. It was a blessing that my mother was a very small 95-pound target and that she was able to wake me before I landed a blow on the monster. There you have it, 3 fully asleep and 1 half asleep episode. It behooves us to be awake when we are moving around. And it also behooves us as we start this new year to stay awake and alert to everything moving around us. We don't want to be lulled into a half wakefulness or full-on sleep. This year deserves our complete attention. We need to see where we are going, and we need to go there of our own volition. No sleepwalking through it.
I like that, Dee. This is copyrighted by D.A. Cheshire. And used by permission. I asked for that permission, Dee, and you gave it. Award-winning writer Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir, DeanneCheshire@gmail.com. And I have to add something, just so people know this. Your mother was an astounding lady.
Yes, she was.
When we had her down here, she was astounding. And I have to tell you, you really exemplified that commandment. Is it the 5th commandment? Honor your father and mother. You honored her. My goodness, Dee, you took care of your mother in her old age. What's that word? A role model. to look up to.
Well, it's actually the other way around, because up until about 2 weeks before she went to heaven, she took care of me.
Oh.
Now, we had an agreement when we moved here. We went from two living quarters in a townhouse to one, and she said she would do the cleaning and the dishes as long as I kept busy and did other things.
And exactly how old was she when
she did the cooking?
That.
She was like 90. And wow. So for the next 5.5 years, she did it. But it got to the point where her cleaning was just going around, pushing her walker, trailing her oxygen tubing with a long dust thing in her hand. What do they call those dust things you buy?
Swiffers.
Oh, with a Swiffer in her hand, dusting all the furniture and the walls and everything.
Oh, that's just precious. Anyway, you were really an exemplary model of honoring your mother.
She was the role model. She was fantastic.
And we have fantastic listeners. We only have time for one each.
Okay. This is from Russell in Champaign. Thanks for all your work. This is to Great News Radio and great witness for our Lord. God bless you.
Is that Russell? His last name begins with an H?
It does.
Yeah, he's been a longtime supporter, friend of the ministry, sang with the Singing Men. Great guy.
Oh, great.
I had to pick one here out of this pile, and I picked Nellie because a song has been running through my head the last few days. Hang on the Bell, Nellie. Have you heard that?
Not recently, if ever.
Yeah. Isn't there a cowboy song, too? Something like Nellie, round up the kids.
Don't say more. This woman with her beautiful name is just being like, what are they doing to my name?
Oh, no. Well, it's actually a wonderful song because she's hanging on the bell to save it from ringing, save her father.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who's locked in a prison cell. I won't go on any further. So Nellie writes to us from Decatur, and hopefully she's not hanging on a bell.
Stay awake, Nellie. We're going to redeem this. Stay awake.
It's 2023. It's all okay.
Yes, and she writes, thank you for all the good programs and music you have each day. May God bless you all. I will try to come over this is in the past, 12/10. That will be good for me, too. Thank you again.
Yeah, that was during our open house in Springfield. We had 2 days where a lot of listeners came out.
Oh, and then she puts a psalm, Psalm 21:6. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
It's a great way to start the year.
Mm-hmm. And I'll close out with this little note from Susan from Champaign. Thank you for all you do! ! Blessings to you all, Susan. Well, thanks, Susan.
Nice.
Thank you all for being a part of our radio listening family. Thank you for tuning in today, and hopefully you got a laugh or an encouragement, or you're going to prepare to make 2023 a special year where you can represent the Lord.
Stay awake for it.
Yeah, stay awake for what he wants to do in and through you.
Yes.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesler with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.